Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now, it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com. All right, thanks, Scott Shannon. Hour 2, Sean Hannity Show, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. It is beyond bizarre to me that Democrats seem to be more worked up at the fact that Joe Biden used the term illegal immigrant than they are about the acts that have been committed, the crimes that have been committed by illegal immigrants against innocent Americans because Joe Biden's open borders, nearly 10 million unvetted Joe Biden illegal immigrants, even coming from our top geopolitical foes. We're going to get to our friend, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. And it's interesting to just take a trip down memory lane, because it was Bill Clinton who said that states are alarmed by the large number of illegal aliens. His words. And this, of course, Newt was in attendance at this event, but he wasn't excoriated for the word. They seem more upset over the name illegal. They're migrants. Don't call them illegal. Alejandro Mayorkas actually banned the word. And Nancy Pelosi, Joe should not have used that word illegal. And then, of course, the worst part is after he botched the name of Lincoln Riley, say her name, Joe. He said Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman that was killed by an illegal. They're mad, more mad that he said illegal. Why aren't they more outraged over this young woman, this nursing student who lost her life? And we had this guy in our custody not once, but twice. And then he went on to say, but how many thousands of people are killed by legals? And I'm like, huh? Do you not understand what is happening? Just like these idiots over at MSDNC mocking, laughing that after the Virginia primary on Super Tuesday, that the number one issue for in the minds of people in Virginia was, like every other state, illegal immigration. They're giggling about it. It's so repulsive. Anyway, let's listen to take a trip down memory lane. Listen to Bill Clinton.
All Americans, not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country, are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country. The jobs they hold might otherwise be held by citizens or legal immigrants. The public service they use impose burdens on our taxpayers. That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more, by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens. In the budget I will present to you, we will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes, to better identify illegal aliens in the workplace, as recommended by the commission headed by former Congresswoman Barbara Jordan. We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws. It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years, and we must do more to stop it.
And joining us now is the former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. Well, he didn't have a problem saying illegal immigrant. I don't have a problem saying it. I'm not changing the vernacular, because if you don't follow the laws and you illegally enter this country, you are here illegally. I'm trying to understand why they seem more annoyed at that than they are at the crimes, even murder and rape committed against innocent Americans because of Joe's policies. Welcome back, sir.
Well, it's good to be with you. And look, there's been a 20-year campaign to gain linguistic dominance over this issue. So I remember the first time I was on a television interview with a Latino interviewer, and he didn't want illegal immigration. He wanted undocumented. The newest ploy by the White House is to call them newcomers. And the whole goal, of course, is to get the rest of us to forget that what we're talking about are people who break the law, who by definition arrive here as criminals, and who in many cases are in fact criminals before they even get here. but this has been a very long project, and I think it partly goes back to the fact that if they can't destroy Trump in the courts, their last stand will be to try to drown him with illegal immigration voting this fall, in the hope that if Trump wins the American vote, that they can have enough illegal immigrants to offset the Americans.
Well, how are they going to do that? Because you have to be an American citizen to vote. I know there was a vote in New York City and it never came to fruition, but they did vote in favor of allowing illegal immigrants the right to vote in New York City local elections. How would that be possible that illegals would vote in this presidential election?
Because they would stuff the ballot boxes, because they would use the mail-in ballots. I mean, remember, the Democrats are bitterly, deeply opposed to any kind of identity card or any requirement that you be able to prove who you are.
So Merrick Garland actually said he's against voter ID. Now, if you want to buy a beer, way back in the day, you used to love Foster's, that big oil can Australian beer. If you wanted to buy one, you got to be 21. You got to show an ID. You want to buy any tobacco products? You got to show an ID. You want to buy, for example, even like a pod for your Juul to vape, you got to be 21 and show an ID. But you don't have to show an ID to vote. Tell me, why is that so wrong?
Well, Sean Spicer told me he went to the Alexandria Library to check out a book, and he had to produce a photo ID. And he said, let me get this straight. I don't have to produce a photo ID so I can vote, but I have to produce a photo ID to borrow a book. But the answer is simple. The Democrats are desperate to be able to steal the election, despite all the arguments about 2020. Ask yourself, I'll tell you what broke it for me was learning that they have flown 320,000 illegal immigrants in the country, not the 6 or 8 or 9 million who crossed the border on foot, but they flew another 320,000 to apparently 42 different cities. And I began to say to myself, why are they so desperate? And I think the reason is, they want to flood the system. And they realize that they're probably going to lose if only legal Americans are allowed to vote.
I just don't know how they would be able to pull that off. But I'll tell you, if what you were suspicious of ever came to fruition, the country's gone, Mr. Speaker. Constitutional order will have been, you know, destroyed at that point.
But that is where we are. I mean, the fact is, if we lose this election, by the time they get 4 more years to undermine and destroy the rule of law, to undermine and destroy the discipline of the American military, to undermine and destroy our schools, the country will be gone. I mean, this is not just some ranting as a partisan. I think it is an objective historic reality that the damage that Biden is doing to this country. I mean, imagine 4 more years with another 9 million illegal immigrants. Imagine 4 more years with radical left-wing judges. Just go down the list. 4 more years.
You know what's amazing?
The anti-American.
If any American that's listening to this radio show right now, or if you or I ever went down to the border and said, hey, get in a car, where would you like to go? And we were to transport an illegal immigrant to the city of their choice, maybe probably someplace in California, sanctuary state. If we did that and we got caught, we'd be charged with human trafficking, wouldn't we?
Well, you'd think.
No, I think you'd be charged, I'd be charged, and they lock us up and they throw away the key and we spend the rest of our life in jail. That's what I think would happen to us. But they have now institutionalized it as a matter of governance. And this is what I'm having a hard time understanding. The president took an oath to uphold our Constitution. Every law that is written is based on that document. He's not upholding his oath, and he's aiding and abetting in the law breaking, Mr. Speaker. How does he get away with that?
Yeah, you may remember when they had a car bomb in Times Square that didn't go off. For some reason, it fizzled. And they
I remember.
The guy who planted it. And the guy showed up in front of the federal judge. And the judge said, I don't understand. He said, 2 years ago, you became an American citizen. I said, yes, sir. He said, and at that time, you swore an oath of allegiance to the United States. He said, yes, sir. He said, how can you do this? He said, I lied. Well, guess what? Joe Biden has no loyalty to the Constitution. His entire loyalty is to Joe Biden. And his entire loyalty is pledged to the left. And when you watch the group last night on television, who was chanting and jumping up and down and thrilled? All of the left wingers, because they were the speech they wanted.
Let me ask you this question. We have probably more than any other show on TV and radio chronicled the daily trials and tribulations of Joe and how weak he is and frail and his steep cognitive decline. We saw a very different Joe last night. I've been playing tapes all day of regular old Joe I call him jacked up Joe last night. And I found it not only uncomfortable to watch, but by the time it was all said and done and he was going like rocket speed through that speech, I began to find it frightening that this is so bizarre. Jacked up Joe giving the State of the Union the way he did. And the same people that have ignored his cognitive decline, they just like to refer to it as fiery. I think a little more is in play here. Maybe it's just a couple of Red Bulls and some caffeine pills. I don't know. But that was not normal.
I would love to know how they prepped him, because he did sustain about an hour and 15 minute speech. And he then very slowly left the House chamber chatting and talking with people and being happy. I mean, it was the most lively and engaged Joe Biden we've seen in 3 years. And I'm very curious what various things they did to enhance his performance. They had thought things through very carefully.
Quick break. More with former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich. Then your calls coming up straight ahead. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress, and now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Visit HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one-rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Go to HannityGold.com today and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Have you thought about building a pool? Well, you can get more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa from our friends at Master Spas. In fact, right now you can save up to $2,000 that you will get off during their global sales event this month only. The Michael Phelps Swim Spa is not just a hot tub. It combines all the best features of a hot tub, like hydrotherapy, comfortable seating paired with the perks of a pool, like a spacious swimming area with a high-performance water current for convenient exercise. Linda, you love master spas.
You know, they're not kidding. It has a huge swimming part. It has a huge spa part. I mean, the division between the two are amazing. The kids are swimming. Anthony and I can hang out in the spa. And you can flip between the two sides. You can take breaks. You know, it's just, I cannot say how often we use it all year round. And it's so much fun. And you can do it at night. It has an awesome, beautiful lighting system in it, too. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing for the whole family.
Go to masterspas.com, enter the promo code Hannity, upper right-hand corner. You can save up to $2,000 off your master spa. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Have you thought about building a pool? Well, you can get more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa from our friends at Master Spas. In fact, right now you can save up to $2,000 that you will get off during their global sales event this month only. The Michael Phelps Swim Spa is not just a hot tub. It combines all the best features of a hot tub, like hydrotherapy, comfortable seating paired with the perks of a pool, like a spacious swimming area with a high-performance water current for convenient exercise. Linda, you love master spas.
You know, they're not kidding. It has a huge swimming part. It has a huge spa part. I mean, the division between the two are amazing. The kids are swimming. Anthony and I can hang out in the spa. And you can flip between the two sides. You can take breaks. You know, it's just, I cannot say how often we use it all year round. And it's so much fun. And you can do it at night. It has an awesome, beautiful lighting system in it, too. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing for the whole family.
Go to masterspas.com, enter the promo code Hannity, upper right-hand corner. You can save up to $2,000 off your master spa. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. You see, I think you went into last night's speech having two very big challenges. One, the rapid deterioration of his base. He needed to shore it up. That's why it was so vicious and partisan. And in nature, the actual text that he was screaming and shouting at the country. And then he needed to show that his cognitive decline is not that steep. He had been out of pocket for almost a week preparing for this speech, probably had most of it memorized. He still mumbled quite a bit, but that is, you know, compared to an average day, it wasn't as bad. And Then we got the screaming and the shouting and the yelling and the... I've never seen anything like that in my life, sir, ever. And I doubt you have either. And you are the great historian. Can you think of any example in history where something this bizarre happened?
Well, I mean, first of all, in the State of the Union, it is far and away the most partisan, the most negative, and the most hostile. I went back because there are some parallels to Harry Truman in the fact that Truman had to really ruthlessly attack the Republicans in the fall of 48 to get reelected. But I went back and read this morning Truman's 1948 State of the Union. It is statesmanlike. It is presidential. It is focused on bringing us together. It never once attacks Republicans. I mean, if you just look at...
It didn't attack Republicans or the Supreme Court sitting right in front of them?
Yeah, but I mean, that was, again, it was both despicable, and it tells you how ruthless and how deeply dangerous these people are. And particularly, I think it's ironic because the Supreme Court just voted 9-0 in the Colorado case that the threat to democracy was the Democrats, not Donald Trump. And so even the most radical member of the Supreme Court voted that the Democrats were wrong in trying to keep Trump off the ballot. And I think the court in that sense is probably a great disappointment because it's actually enforcing the law. I mean, what the left wants is a lynch mob, and the court's not going along with them.
Well, between everything that they have thrown at Donald Trump, I cannot, and people ask me all the time, how do you think this is going to play out? I don't think anybody can predict with any real certainty what we will witness in the next 241 days. I don't. I cannot assure anybody of what the outcome will be either. That kind of frightens me. I usually get a sense for these things. Not this time.
Look, it's like one of those video games that says, here be monsters.
Yeah.
We have no idea. Not just the next 240 days, but also if Trump does win, what the next 6 or 8 or 9 weeks are going to be like as the left just goes berserk. This is the worst nightmare they can imagine. And much like the Southern slave owners' reaction to Abraham Lincoln, I mean, I think you're going to see a very deep hostility that explodes if Trump does win, which I think he will, by the way.
Well, we did see that in the aftermath of his win in 2016. I think an awful lot about blowing up the White House. Madonna, any talk or insurrection? No, there was not. All right, former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. Mr. Speaker, we appreciate you being with us. These are, very bizarre historic times, that's for sure. And let's see what happens in the next 241 days, sir.
When fake news gives you lies, Hannity supplies the truth. Sean Hannity is on right now.
All right, 25 now to the top of the hour on this Friday. Toll free, our number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. So much to talk about. You got a president that's all jacked up and quite out of character for him. I'm sure it was just a couple of Red Bulls, just a couple, maybe one more than usual. Anyway, we'll get back to that. We'll get to your calls, 800-941-SEAN, as we continue. Listen, turkey season is coming soon, spring around the corner. And if you're gearing up for a successful season, you're going to love a couple of things from my friends at Henry Repeating Arms. One of them is their single shot turkey camo 12 gauge. It's a shotgun by Henry Repeating Arms. Let's say you're out in the field. You manage to call a turkey into range. Now is the time to make that shot count, right? Okay, you can do that with a Henry shotgun. Why? Because all of my Henrys are reliable, accurate, right out of the box, especially with the turkey choke tube that is included. And if the fully adjustable fiber optic sights, if that's not enough for you, well, they have an easy to mount red dot since it's already drilled and tapped. Anyway, that's Henry. They're the best of the best, the finest craftsmanship around, all American made. They're shotguns, rifles, revolvers, quality old school craftsmanship. That's what they're known for. You get a lifetime warranty, 100% satisfaction guarantee, and it protects your purchase for generations to come. Now, check out their website. You're going to love their selection. It's henryusa.com. They'll give you a free catalog, free decals, and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. You're going to love their firearms, and you're going to love this company. They're just amazing in every way. Anyway, joining us now, we have so much going on around the world that is getting more chilling, more frightening. Joe Biden undermining Bibi Netanyahu every step of the way. It was Donald Trump this week that said, no, you've got to defeat Hamas, defeat those that are committing acts of terror against your citizens and firing rockets in every single day, it seems. And it's been going on for years. That's one of the hot spots. Then, of course, we've got Iranian-backed Hezbollah, a new round of missile attacks on Israel. Now they're dealing with the problems in the north. And then, of course, you got the Houthi rebels, a missile attack by them on a commercial ship in the Gulf of Aden on Wednesday, killed three of their crew members and four survivors to abandon the vessel. And by the way, that according to our own military. Anyway, here joining us is our friend, Brigadier General Anthony J. Tata, U.S. Army retired. By the way, he's the author of a brand new book that I think you will be very interested in. It's the Phalanx Code, it's called, and we have it up on Hannity.com, Amazon.com, bookstores everywhere. It seems to me that this is a simple choice, General. You either defeat terrorism or you don't defeat terrorism. There's no in between. Half measures will never work. Israel is doing the right thing. They're trying to eradicate all of Hamas and Hezbollah in the north, but they're not getting support from our country. That is a shame to me.
That's absolutely true, Sean, and it's great to be with you. Thank you. And, you know, we need to follow what President Trump did to defeat ISIS. He gave the commanders the mission, gave them the high-level vision to destroy, defeat ISIS, and the commanders executed. What is happening here with Biden and his appeasement strategy with Iran is he's trying to have it both ways entirely for, you know, votes in Dearborn, Michigan, and so that he can try to win Michigan. He is outsourcing the national security of our country to his craven domestic power hungry desires, and that's all it is. He's the most corrupt president that we have ever had, and he certainly does not place America first in any sense, whether foreign policy or domestically. It's just really, I've never seen anything like it, honestly, Sean, in my lifetime. He is the most corrupt, craven president, and to think he's going to build a bridge into Gaza, I'm sure Hamas will put that floating bridge to good use so that they can get resupply from not only the tunnels that we helped fund, but now the bridge that Biden will build.
Well, it is amazing. All that aid money that the terrorists in Gaza used. What did they use the money that was supposed to be spent for schools and infrastructure and roads and so on and so forth? Oh, wasn't that used for the terror tunnels, the hundreds and hundreds of miles of terror tunnels, sophisticated tunnels. I've been in them that they built out so they can kill Israeli citizens. So they didn't exactly use the aid money the right way the last time. Why would we be so trusting this time?
Well, it's because we're trying to win votes in Dearborn, Michigan. That's the only reason. And it puts our men and women at risk. This appeasement strategy with Iran is all about the local vote in Michigan. And ultimately, by not taking Iran on directly, as you mentioned, Hezbollah in the north of Israel, Hamas, the Shia militia groups that killed three of our troops and wounded many others, the Houthi rebels, those are all Iranian proxies. They're all funded, supported by Iran. The $6 billion we gave them for the six hostages, now there's more hostages in captivity held by Iran, technically, because they're Iranian proxies, than before we gave them the $6 billion. And so, as you mentioned, it makes no sense to negotiate with these terrorists. Iran's a terror state. They export terror. And there is zero sense in trying to tell Netanyahu how to conduct the defense of his country. That's a real existential threat. You hear this term thrown around, but I know you've been to Israel. I've been to Israel. I've been to Golan. I've been down to the border with Gaza. I've been into the West Bank and Jerusalem, and ultimately every day is an existential threat to them because they are surrounded by people that want to destroy them. And believe Iran when they say death to Israel and death to America.
Well, I will tell you, if this guy gets another term, I only imagine what's going to happen to the world. Just the 3 years that America has abdicated its role as the leader of the free world has resulted in an unmitigated disaster. And I would say it's going to be far worse the longer this guy stays in. But we'll know in 241 short days, won't we, General? We always appreciate having you on. By the way, congrats on the book. We're going to put it up on Hannity.com, Amazon.com. We appreciate you and what you stand for, sir.
Thanks so much, Sean. Phalanx Code's just out. It's a great book. It's actually my 16th novel. I've been playing around with this for a little while. It's the 16th and the third in the series, but Sam Martin's Press, Macmillan, does a great job, and I always appreciate your support, Sean.
You bet. You got it. General Anthony J. Tata, U.S. Army, retired Brigadier General. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. To our phones we go on this Friday. We got Rick in Texas. Rick, you're on the Sean Hannity Show. Welcome to our post, let's say, jacked up Joe State of the Union address. How'd you like it last night?
Well, that was a piece of work, wasn't it, Sean? It's good to be on. I appreciate you and all that you do for us and for America.
Thank you, my friend.
It was unabashed campaign speech. He obviously got revved up and did well. I heard your Red Bull comments. It's probably true. On the other hand,
I think I'm being very generous by saying a couple of Red Bulls and caffeine. I think I'm being very gracious in those comments. I really do.
So I got two things that I want to make up. One on the State of the Union and the other one on Trump himself. The first one on the State of the Union, it was obvious he was reading an unabashed campaign, partisan campaign speech. And you could tell when he went off script, like when he was going to acknowledge Lake and Riley.
How awful was that?
He doesn't even know what her name is, and he got it wrong. And then to play it down, he wanted to end up saying it's just one death by an illegal. But there's been thousands killed by legals. Legal what? Legal immigrants? So clearly he was off script. You could watch Harris's face. She was cringed when he ended up saying that and got the name wrong, said illegals, and then went on to say thousands of legals. Legal what? So anyway, it was a complete campaign speech. And I wish people would fact check him. But on the other hand, the mainstream media fact checkers are going to end up not fact checking him. If you want to know if he was lying, you just look at his lips and see if they're moving. So
look, her name is Laken Riley. And to hear Nancy Pelosi correcting Joe for saying killed by an illegal. No, she was killed by an illegal immigrant. That is called the truth. You know, I watch Pete Buttigieg jump into Joe's defense if he's comfortable with the term illegal. What are we supposed to call them? If you don't enter the country legally, that means you have entered the country illegally. Well, we have said this for a long time. They've tried to get rid of illegal alien. They don't want to say alien. Well, that sounds like they're from, you know, outer space. That term is used in federal documents and has been for years. And I'll tell you, one of the worst parts of this is he didn't know her name. And then he follows it up with that asinine comment. And, and then all of the fellow Democrats are more upset over the fact that he used the word illegal. How about the fact that this happened and it happened because of his wide open border policies of nearly 10 million unvetted illegal immigrants?
Absolutely. So, I mean, the other thing that I want to do is an observation on Trump. I've run divisions of Fortune 100 companies, CEO of venture startups, did a lot of dealing with New York executives, Wall Street executives. And those guys grow up in a shark tank. So the first thing when I'm dealing and coaching with younger people, younger executives, is that, you know, get over it. They grow up in a shark tank. Survival requires a level of brusqueness that ends up happening in all of them. If you deal with them, you see it right away, you develop a thick skin, and you keep going. But as I tell them, you don't reward people for style and tone. You reward people for results. And if we want to compare Trump's four years with Biden's 3.5 years, polar opposites. Trump got things done. Biden has only damaged the country.
Look, I understand why he did what he did last night to a certain extent. His numbers with the base of his party, this was a purely partisan, red meat, radical, democratic, climate alarmist, religious cult speech. And it was done because his numbers with his base are tanking. This was not to reach out to, quote, Nikki Haley voters or moderates or people in the middle or independents. This was to try to shore up his base. And the screaming and the yelling and the ranting and the raving and all of that tells me that there's something very, very odd going on in this guy's life. They had to prove to America that he was cognitively okay. And so they jacked him up with what? I don't know. I don't have any. Maybe it was Red Bull. I don't know. I've had Red Bull in my life and other energy drinks. I like energy drinks, actually. but I don't start shouting at everybody at like that.
And yelling was just to demonstrate his high energy, quote unquote.
Okay. I think it was such an overcompensation. It bordered on the strangest, most bizarre, at times even embarrassing and frightening speech I've ever seen. This guy is a complete cognitive mess. Sure, he was able to race through that address at record speed and screaming the whole time. And screaming, oh, you hear me? I guess that helped him focus more. Anyway, appreciate the call. All right, got to take a quick break. We'll come back. More of your calls straight ahead. It's toll-free. It's 800-941-SHAWN as we continue on this Friday. 9/11, that's more than just a date in history. It is a day that is still to this day taking lives. 9/11 related illness is very real. You have more first responders that have died since that day from their illnesses than on that day. There are only two states in our great country that have K-12 mandates that require teaching in every grade about America's darkest day. What a shame that is. Whole generation of kids know little to nothing about that day. The Tunnel to Towers has their 9/11 Institute. They are righting this wrong by helping teachers educate kids K-12 with nonfiction resources. They have full curriculum units with scripted social studies lessons and activities and backgrounds for teachers. They have their nonfiction first-person account told through videos and their Discovering Heroes book series, a speakers bureau for classrooms, their mobile exhibit, the Tractor Trailer Interactive Museum, 9/11 artifacts, the Russell F. Siller Memorial Scholarships for the Children of Program Recipients. Anyway, they can't do any of this without your generosity, and we hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity and commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. We'll continue.
Defending freedom, providing clarity, and calling out the left. Now, more than ever, we need Hannity.
All right, let's get back to our busy phones. Let's say hi to Lou in Atlanta. Hey, Lou, how are you, my friend? What's going on?
Good to be with you. I have the same kind of comments on the State of the Union that a lot of people had. The tone and the yelling was just too much after a while. But the biggest thing that gets on my nerves is the whole gaslighting about immigration, to try to make the American people think that the only way you could do anything down at the border is if you had passed that one bill. It really, really, really gets under my skin. And I would have loved to have seen Mike Johnson tear up the speech when Biden started going into that gaslighting, because I think nobody would be able to say anything about it. Nancy Pelosi did it. And for those that don't follow politics, that would have just been an endless loop in the news of people asking, well, why would they do that? And they'd explain, because he's gaslighting.
Well, I find this exercise and this outrage. There's more outrage over the term illegal immigrant than there is about the crimes that have been committed against innocent Americans by illegal immigrants. I mean, where are your priorities? I mean, the word police is out there and they banned it. Mayorkas have banned it. I mean, this is insanity. This is a form of insanity. And we have got to get control of our border, or we will pay an even bigger price than we're paying now. We're paying a cost financially. We cannot afford the billions of dollars this is costing every state, city, town around America. And I got to tell you something, it's absolutely chilling. Anyway, I appreciate the call, my friend. Thank you. Oh, man, what's going on? Where's this day going? 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. You know, by now we all know of the atrocities that were committed by Hamas on October the 7th, which kicked off this war with Israel. Now Israel is fighting for their very existence. Now the toll on the Israeli people, it has been staggering. You have hundreds of thousands of Israelis. They have been forced from their homes. Entire communities are torn apart. Lives have been devastated by death and destruction. Now, thankfully, there are groups like the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. They're right there in the middle of it, have been from day one. They're distributing critical essentials like food, medicine, emergency supplies for hundreds of thousands of Israelis that are suffering. The need is great. We're partnering with the IFCJ. Every donation urgently needed immediately. And by the way, give as much as you can today because your gift will be matched by some generous donor and you'll be basically donating twice the amount. Now, the website is supportifcj.org. One word, supportifcj.org.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, people ask me all the time, hey, what kind of gun should I get? I always tell them Henry Repeating Arms for a lot of reasons. They're made in America, family-owned business. They give you a lifetime warranty, over 200 models of rifles and shotguns that you get to choose from, all with the finest craftsmanship I've ever seen. Great performance, accurate right out of the box, and mine reliable ever since. Now you start by ordering the free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail that with two decals and a list of dealers where you live. That's henryusa.com. You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.